Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the Monday, August 2nd newsletter. And this newsletter, I'm going to just cover the general market analysis, which will include a look at the major indexes, some of the sectors, a couple indicators, and some commodities. I will be sending out a second newsletter with some trade ideas, so I decided to separate them out tonight, just so that you know there's not too many charts in one newsletter and things get lost in the shuffle. Okay, so let's go ahead and get this newsletter started. I'm planning to fly through this very quickly. As you know, today was a nice day for the market. The market gapped up in the morning, and really it never looked back. It continued to rally most of the day. It had its first, you know, most of its move in the first couple hours or so, and then it really just drifted sideways to slightly up for the rest of the day. So it was a big day for the market. The Dow gained over 200 points, the S&P gained about 25 points, the NASDAQ gained 40 points. So the major indexes gained around 2% or so. So a good day for the market. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a look at the charts here. The first chart here, item number 2, is a 5-minute S&P 500 chart. I just want to show you this today because this 5-minute S&P chart, we post this on the trading community all the time. It's a pretty good little chart to keep you on the right side of the trade in the intraday. You can see our 60-period stochastics at the bottom. Notice how it stayed above 80% all day. And when that happens, it just tells you, you know, don't chase shorts. So, you know, when the market was moving higher or today or going sideways or whatever, it just told you not to bother shorting the market because you could see it stayed above 80% all day. Notice the normal 14.3 stochastics had a quick V down in the middle of the day when it went below 20% and then went right back up. Whenever you see that, whenever the 14.3 stochastics gets below 20%, but the 60 period stays above 80%, that tells you the trend is strong and it's a trending day. That's what you can see occurred today. It was just a day to you. If you were long coming into the day, congratulations, you had a good day. Or maybe you caught a few longs intraday. But it was a day not to short the market. Anyway, one thing though is at the end of the day there was some naked divergence on the MACD. You can see the S&P made a higher high intraday while the MACD made a lower high. And also, with the 60-period stochastic staying above 80% all day, that generally tells me that the market's probably ready for at least a short-term pullback, probably as early as tomorrow. Usually that's what you see after the 5-minute chart is like this. And again, wouldn't be surprised, you know, with the big move up today. Market just needs a little rest here. So let's, you know, get away from the 5-minute chart. Normally I don't show you a 5-minute chart at first, but with today's gap up, wanted to go ahead and show you that. So let's just take a look at these index charts real quick. Second chart, item number 3, is just a simple daily S&P 500 chart. The S&P 500 bottomed in July with positive divergence, and it's rallied up here quite nicely all through July. So the market had a good July. It reacted positive to earnings, and it's been moving higher ever since. Now today the market closed strongly higher. The S&P closed up 2.2%, though the volume was lighter, as you can see. So that's something to watch. Today, large caps led small caps, but even small caps are still up 1.6%. But the one thing that is leading this market are commodities. Commodities doing best, coal, paper, aluminum, steel, oil, and numerous metals, all were up over 4%. So we're seeing commodities push the market up while other sectors in the market, such as the semiconductors, and technology is lagging. So that's one thing to be slightly concerned about. But anyway, on chart number 3 here, you can see we've rallied up. There could be a little rising wedge here, so that's something to take note of. Major support is this uptrend line of the wedge. If we were to sell off and break that would be a concern. But for now, you know, higher prices are bullish. There is no negative divergence on the MACD, so that's one thing to note. Normally wedges have some kind of divergence, and this one doesn't. It's also possible we could be forming in some kind of inverse head and shoulders. So again, let's not overanalyze it. Let's just see what happens over the next coming days. Chart number 4 is a 60-minute S&P 500 chart. Again, you can see this little wedge pattern that I just showed above on the daily. Again, key support is this uptrend line. So as long as we don't sell off and break that uptrend line, then things look pretty positive. Okay, And, you know, we got a lot of room to pull back in this wedge and still hold above that uptrend line. Chart number 5 is another daily chart of the S&P 500. You can see the wedge here. This is Steve's chart. It's kind of busy, but the only reason I'm showing you this chart, too, is because you have the Bollinger Bands on here, and he had this in the newsletter, so just thought I would show the same chart. But otherwise, it's not saying anything that the chart above didn't say. Chart number 6 is a longer-term 60-minute chart of the S&P 500. It's one I showed, been showing really for a couple weeks now. It goes back to the March 2009 lows, and I have kind of quite a few key market indicators on here. You have the Arun oscillator at the top, the 188 setting. You get buy and sell signals when it goes above or below zero. And last week it went above zero, as you can see. So that was nice because then we obviously gapped up today. So that was a positive. That Arun has not been a perfect indicator, but you know what? It's been pretty good. It kept you in most of the uptrend in 2009. And even this year, it kept you in most of the trend. Kept you in the trend from March to into early May, and then, you know, out of most of the downtrend. Also, the moving averages, the exponential moving averages, have been pretty good. The 85 and 221, which are essentially the same as the 1334 exponential moving average in the daily charts. You can see I have them marked every time they cross with the blue circles as well as the red and green arrows, and you can see those have been pretty good too. Last week these moving averages crossed to the upside, okay? And of course the S&P broke out of this bullish falling wedge. Chart number 7 is another kind of a bullish view. It's a bullish view on the market. It would have the S&P possibly forming an inverse head and shoulder pattern here, which would really measure back up to the highs or so. Again, tough to say if this pattern is the true pattern, but you know, it's something to be aware of. Chart number 8 is a bullish view on the market. It's the Elliott wave count. For those of you who are interested in Elliott wave, this is the bullish count. Again, if you're not interested in Elliott wave, you can ignore this chart, but this is the bullish wave count. We have quite a few people here who follow Elliott wave, so here you go. Again, the key support is the uptrend line. And chart number 9 is a bearish view of the market, and it shows the Dow here. So this would have the market, you know, forming a significant top up here and then selling off. But again, I wouldn't pay this pattern too much credence unless we started really breaking the uptrend line strongly to the downside, but I show it anyway. Next, chart number 10 is a 60-minute VXX chart. This is the ETF to the VIX, which moves inverse to the S&P 500. You can see at the top I have the S&P 500, and at the bottom I have the VIX. You can see how they move inverse to one another. Obviously, with the S&P 500 forming a bearish rising wedge, the VXX is forming a bullish falling wedge. And so this is one to watch. You have positive divergence here. If it breaks the downtrend line, that could give you a trade. That's one to watch. And next, chart number 11, is the S&P 500 chart. This is the 5200 exponential moving average crossover system. It's also called the Golden Cross. I just show it back to 2000, but this, you know, works fairly well going back 20, 30 years. And anyway, it's been a fairly good system catching long-term trends. However, you can see you got a whipsaw here. A couple weeks ago, the moving averages crossed below each other, the 50 crossed below the 200 moving average for a sell signal, and just today the 50 crossed back above the 200 day moving average for a buy signal. Okay, and so we'll see if this is the correct buy signal or does it whipsaw again. If this is the true buy signal, then that would mean the market, you know, is in some kind of bull market and is going to go higher. Too early to say, but anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that these longer-term moving averages are crossing up. Chart number 12 is the chart of the XLF. This is the financials ETF. And you can see today it crossed over the 15 area, which is a resistance. Hard to say what kind of pattern this could be. You know, the bullish case would have this being some kind of complex inverse head and shoulder pattern, which would measure up to about 1650, where I have that upper horizontal line. And that would be very bullish for the market. So we'll see if that plays out or not. Again, let's see if these bullish or bearish patterns play out. But so far, you know, the market is moving nicely to the upside. The volume, I'd like to see the volume pick up. Chart number 13 is the NASI, one of our key trending indicators, and this crossed up for a buy signal on July 9th when it crossed up over the 3 exponential moving average. And of course, that was a nice signal. It had positive divergence there at the lows. And that was a pretty good signal for the market. As you note, all of our key intermediate indicators went on buy signals a couple weeks ago. And so that was a warning to any of you who are trying to short the market that the short-term trends were up. Okay, so make sure to take a look at our long-term tools section on the website, because all of our intermediate indicators have been positive now for a few weeks. So that boded well for the market, and we've been seeing that play out to the upside. Chart number 14 is another one of our key intermediate indicators, the NYSI summation index with the 5-3 stochastics overlay, as well as the RSI at the top. And this has been on a buy signal since early June. Now, obviously, the market had one more correction after the early June time frame, but this indicator has been pretty good. But now it's starting to finally get overbought, as you can see. It's taken a long time for the stochastics to work its way up here, but it's finally up here. This indicator tends to give signals lasting anywhere from a month to 3 months. And you can see, you know, this has taken 2 months. It's been about 2 months since its last buy signal. So this is now one to watch. The sell signal will come when the stochastics crosses to the downside, the stochastics lines cross back down, and whenever the RSI above crosses back below 70. Again, it can stay up here overbought for a while, but it's finally worked its way up here, so that's something to take note of. So as you can see on the major indexes, guys, you know, we got a nice rally. All of our trending indicators have been on buy signals. That's following through. In the very short term, we're quite overbought here. So be careful about chasing new longs, because I think we're due for at least a short-term pullback. Now, otherwise, for the health of the market, I want to see some sectors start to catch up. I want to see the banks start to rally, and I want to see the semiconductors and technology start to move. Okay, we need to see that for the market to have some healthy underpinnings. Now let's look at a few commodity charts. Chart number 15 is a daily chart of the U.S. dollar. The dollar fell once again today. It was down 0.75%. That, of course, is helping the general market, as well as commodities. You can see the dollar topped out in early June, had a fifth wave top. It had negative divergence. And it's been selling off in this very steep downtrend channel. Now today, it got very close to that 200-day moving average you see in green there. In red. So I think the dollar is finally getting closer to some short-term bounce. Okay, it'll probably try to respond off that 200-day moving average. If not, probably around the 61.8% retracement, around 79.75. There is some positive divergence via the MACD, as you can see below. So I think a bounce is coming. However, I think it will only be a bounce, at least for now, because there is no positive divergence in a regular MACD if you look just above the histogram. Normally, you want to see divergence in the regular MACD too. So I think the dollar's due for a little bounce here, but then bounce will probably be sold, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I still think over time the dollar will put in a higher low, and will attempt another rally. But for now, let's see if it can have a short-term bounce off this 200-day moving average. That would be a reason for the market to have a little pullback, as well as commodities. Chart number 16 is the daily chart of the CRB index. Commodities, again, I talked about this in the weekend commodity newsletter. Commodities are leading, and they continued moving up higher today logically. Again, the commodities that have been leading the market are coal, paper, aluminum, steel, oil, and numerous steel sector, non-ferrous metals. Chart number 17 is copper. Copper rallied today too. And copper has now basically retraced 61.8% from the highs to the lows. So that's one target area, an area where it may start to rest. It broke out of this triangle a couple weeks back. It was a very nice breakout, as you can see. There's no negative divergence on the MACD, so wouldn't be surprised if it pulls back here a little bit, but then attempts a rally after a pullback. Chart number 18 is crude oil. You can see crude oil broke out today, broke out of that resistance at 80 that I talked about in the weekend. Chart number 19 is the bullish percent gold miners index. I talked about this in the weekend commodity newsletter. This is our what we use for our mechanical system for trading gold stocks, our GDX swing trade system, and there was no change today in this. As you can see, the BPGDM closed right on the 8-day moving average, and so no buy signal yet. Again, if this gives a buy signal intraday, I will send out an email to let you know. But so this is one thing I'm watching intently. So guys, let's see what happens tomorrow. Again, the market, I think, at least needs a short-term pullback. And I will send out a second newsletter tonight with some trade ideas. I have quite a few longs in there, a few shorts. But again, regarding the longs, just, you know, be a little cautious because they could break out tomorrow and then retrace if the market wants to pull back. So just use a little short-term caution till the market works off some of the overbought conditions. Okay? Talk to you later. Have a great evening.